Hey now, this episode of No Simple Road is brought to you by Shop Tour Bus.
Shop Tour Bus.
Shop Tour Bus.
Shop Tour Bus.
Shop Tour Bus. With a drag of cigarette in your mouth.
Tour Bus. So yeah, swing on by
shoptourbus.com
to pick up all of the cool merch that they continue to come out with. They've been restocked with tapes.
I saw a cool new design this week, too.
Cool new designs. They have new artists on board.
Halloween-themed anything going on?
No, I didn't see any Halloween stuff, but I did see a new design that is Seal That Silver Mine.
Mm-hmm. It reminded me of the Roadrunner.
Yeah.
And it made me it immediately. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Totally reminded me of that. And, you know, because they're awesome and they're part of our family, they decided to give anybody that listens to No Simple Road free shipping.
Free shipping, you guys.
Free shipping.
And Aaron got a personal phone call from Luke today. And he said that code is being used a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So right there, you guys,
Number one, family.
Thanks for family helping family. And all those people who have used that code, throw out a No Simple hashtag on Instagram with your new merch.
Yeah, man.
So we can show Shop Tour Bus and the whole community who's been supporting and how you guys are wearing your shirts and all kinds of shit.
Well, they probably wear them on their torso with their arms
through
the sleeves.
Show us those one-of-a-kind boxes.
They might put them on their doggy. They might make a pillowcase out of it. They might hang it up because it's a cool piece of artwork.
This is
true. You don't know.
You're right.
I came up with three things off the bat.
I stand corrected.
And show us what you do with your boxes because they're one-of-a-kind. Kind. Once we get them in our hands, then it's our box.
Yep.
Nobody else sees it.
This is true. So when you order and you use the code No Simple Road, when you check out, you get free shipping. You're going to get whatever shirt or hoodie or multiple iterations of those combinations. And you're going to get a tape, a bootleg tape that will speak to you right where you're at right now for today. You will get what else? Help me out.
You'll get some candy,
some
gum, fucking candy.
How did I forget candy?
Trinkets, usually
stickers.
Cool kind of action figure or something.
You know what you guys are going to get?
Love.
More than what
love.
You asked for.
Heart-shaped packaging peanuts.
Yep.
So go visit Shop Tour Bus.
One thing we haven't mentioned anytime we do this is they wrap it in a little magazine page that's just...
Oh, yeah. There's like a flyer or a newsletter or I got like...
We're not going to mention everything because
no. You
have to like order
slowly.
It to find out.
I don't think anybody else got this, but I got this like a piece of a magazine and it had people in line for a Grateful Dead concert in the 70s, like a black and white of all these people just chilling, waiting for the show. Like, that's fucking cool, man. So go to shoptourbus.com. Or head over to Shop Tour Bus at Shop Tour Bus on Instagram and get more than you bargained for. Right, guys?
Right.
And use the code No Simple Road for free shipping.
Do it.
Because you're cool and they're cool.
No Simple Road. No Simple Road. No Simple Road. No Simple Road.
Osiris.
Hey guys, it's Aaron from Aaron's Picks. This podcast is In the Loop, the Legend of Osiris podcast. Osiris connects people like you with podcasts, videos, and live experiences about artists and topics you love. Check out osirispod.com and sign up for the newsletter to stay in the loop about new podcasts and events.
Osiris.
Ice?
Almost.
Why?
It's almost that time of year.
Not yet.
I said almost.
Oh. Where's
she going?
Everybody's leaving. Things are happening. She's going to the store.
Yeah.
Hey now, No Simple Road family. Welcome to our conversation.
Yes.
That we're in the middle of when we turned on the mic.
Howdy.
Hi.
You guys, fucking No Simple Road has been on... I don't even know what to say.
On the money. Off the mark.
On fire.
on point.
On a lot of fucking transition. How about that? The members of No Simple Road.
Oh, what exactly are you talking about there, Melanie?
Well, yesterday, which was September 29th, you and I, Aaron and I, were in San Rafael at Terrapin Crossroads, and we did a live Instagram about me being out of work and being vulnerable and reaching out to the No Simple Road community and the cannabis community to see if anybody had any leads on jobs, because I quit mine. And that is a very irresponsible thing to do if you don't have some type of financial, backbone. And just the people that were on there, so I'm going to shout them out. I Love San Diego, thank you so much for being on that. Martin, I don't know what your handle
Schaefer.
Is. M. Schaefer, thank you. We had... I don't know who everybody off the now I knew you guys and I didn't, but you know who you are, and thank you so much, because the very next day, which is today, I feel like I shed all of that shit, and just being vulnerable was the one thing that made everything change for me. Going on Instagram Live and saying that I don't have a job, can you guys help me, and here I am, made something change in me. Something that Aaron said on our interview of Aaron's Picks, he's like, I want all tens. We live in this age where we have the fucking internet and we get to have all tens. We don't have to listen to mediocre music anymore or look at mediocre movies. We can listen to clips and sound bites or songs of the entire set that was the best song ever performed. And we don't need to listen to the whole concert. And just his whimsy and his dance for life, it started me on the course of, who the fuck is Melanie?
You've been on that course for a long time.
I'm never going to get off of it.
Yeah,
I'm never going to get off of it.
Everyone should always be on that course.
We're all on that course.
Who is Melanie?
Yeah,
but
I
was just going to say, we are on the case of who is Melanie.
You know what? When I find out more information, I will give it out as I learn it.
Who in the world is Melanie?
Who in the world is Melanie? And I just really, this specific interview, Aaron's Picks, just... is fucking rad. He's so light and upbeat, fun loving, silly, down with whatever, hip hop, trap, fish, Rage Against the Machine. And somebody like that who can just spot goodness no matter what it is, that's the fucking kind of guy I like, because you can be like, hey, what's the best sushi? And he'll be like, oh, the best sushi I had is whatever. But you can go to him and be like, what's the best fucking, Bertha you've ever heard? And he'll be like, 1982, da, 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 da. I happened to dance to it, 2 years ago. Like, he's fucking rad. And somebody that can bring out all the bests is somebody I want to have on my team.
Yeah, definitely.
So thank you, Aaron, for this interview.
He's a bundle of positivity. He's a family man. He's doing his own company thing. He's doing his dancing thing. He's very inspiring. And this was a pleasure getting to know him better.
But before you guys get to hear the interview, we got to do the business.
Well, it was just leading up to this. We were just introducing Aaron's Picks because it was a really great interview.
And let's just say this too. Backing up to you and quitting your job and going on Instagram and posting that, if anybody out there
they hear this, all this will be old.
So as of today, Mel has some opportunities coming this week. Mm-hmm. So guys,
it worked that fast.
Thank you. You're fucking awesome. As usual, the No Simple Road family is the best
and
fucking family around.
You're listening. Shout out to Fredibles Medibles. You are a true
Freddy.
Friend. Hell yeah. You
Freddy.
Are a true
Red
friend.
Word.
Somebody who like did not hesitate. And I fucking love you. And you are invited to dinner soon. So I love you. Thank you so much again.
But, in the grand scheme of things, since we started the show and we record, basically everything that happens in this house is on the air. And there's been a couple of times since we started No Simple Road that you were out of work or you got laid off last year. Like, stuff happens.
Well, and it's embarrassing to say sometimes for me because I am not accustomed to showing my weaknesses. I am usually the person who's the mom who people come to for strength, or they're stressed out. So they lay down in my bed as a therapist and I help them ease their pain and give them a new outlook for the day or the week. And I haven't allowed myself to be that vulnerable in order to be on the receiving end. So even like, especially when we do these interviews, I always find a morsel, like speaking with Kevin and speaking with Aaron and speaking with, you'll hear this, Claire and Chuck interview soon. It's like resonates with my life at the time that we're doing it. And not just for me, but for all of us.
So wait, are you saying that you lay down in the proverbial bed of No Simple Road and it helped you release some of your stress?
Yeah, you guys, I guess in a sense, like if I'm being, you know, relating it to what I do, like people would come to me when they're weary or they feel like they look like shit or maybe just mentally feel like shit. And then they lay down in my bed and then I put some steam on and I make warm the bed and I put some really smelly good oils on my hands and give them a little aroma to lighten their mood. And then next thing you know, I'm massaging away all of the tension between their neck and brow and shoulders and hands and feet and arm and giving them another alternative to their day. And No Simple Road has created a little cradle for Melanie when I'm feeling like super stressed and feeling like I'm not contributing and feeling like I'm not living my part of the dream. And it has given me a little fuzzy blanket and a soft pillow and a cool lullaby and a warm hand to rock the cradle. And I am super grateful to you guys for just being there for me. I said it yesterday in the live Instagram video, but you guys have been there for me and it's virtual and I still felt it the same way as if you were here in my living room laying on your lap and you petting my head. So fucking thank you guys.
Thank you guys. Means a lot. Yeah, it does. It means the world to know that we have a community that we can depend on and we can rely on each other when shit gets weird. Or when we need to fucking look for a job or we're having a hard time with stuff and it's reciprocal between us and you and it goes around and Melanie's crying and hitting a joint.
And it's the best community ever because we communicate here as our No Simple Road family through that sometimes too. I didn't know they were gone and I was worried about Mel and, you know, no, not worried. I knew everything's gonna be fine, but... And then I get up and I see that live video. I didn't catch it live, but when I saw it and saw her pouring out her heart to all of you listeners, it means the world that that is there, that people are listening and it keeps growing and growing and growing.
And you guys, I always thought like the internet and Instagram was so like self-serving and just superficial. It absolutely can be that, but I found that the way that I've used it and the way that I'm experiencing it, it's not that. And so I just, you know, you're doing something. When you say something, you're doing something and you think that, oh, well, they're too busy. They won't read through. Rain. Is another Instagram follower that we have that just seeing her like heart song. And no, it's well, not song. It's not song, but
no, I'll tell you, keep talking.
Thank you, Apple. It just like, wow, she's paying attention. She's listening. She's looking. She's commenting. And that shit means a lot. And you guys can.
Rain Riser.
Yes, Rain Riser. The Gulf of Mexico. You know who you are when you hear this, if you're a listener. Thank you so much for just pressing that fucking heart button and a little comment here and there. Thank you. That's all I can say. I'm going to just sound repetitive.
It's it's awesome to see the whole community, you, everybody come together and all the changes that have happened. And, you know, there's a lot going on. And it's cool to see it all reflected back in such a positive and really, really beautiful and genuine, meaningful way. And that's it. That's the bottom line. And it's super cool. And
to go participate in all this,
follow us on Instagram at No Simple Road. Follow us on Facebook at No Simple Road. Go to nosimpleroad.com and you can sign up for the newsletter there. You can, what else can you do? You can buy merch there. We got shirts. We still have extra larges. And
you can see the family photos.
Yep. If you hashtag No Simple Road on your posts, the most recent 20 show up on the family tab. So we get to see each other and interact there. You can go to the Reddit, r/No Simple Road, and talk about episodes and share stories from shows and share your experiences and get to know each other a little better there. And that's a really fucking cool new thing that's happened.
That who started that?
I'm super proud of Corey. Started that. And
thanks, Corey.
And if you go to the show notes, there's credits now with, you know,
thank all, you to our new Chando name.
All our new awesome, that's or nice. Not new, all of our awesome people that help the show. So if you want to know who's involved on a inside level with No Simple Road, helping get the episodes out every week, go into the show notes. And the, you know, Justin is in there as producer, and Norm is in there as the engineer, and the Higgs and Children of Indigo are there for our music, and at Wicked Awesome and at Hair of the Wolf for our logo design. And you know, that's,
we have to give a shout out to Buzz for those stickers
and yep. Fucking Buzz,
and you will
for
be
making
getting,
yeah.
If
yeah.
You are a Chan donator,
so
and you
a while back I said it's hard to even say it wrong now. Chan donators love fresh freshtables. I fucked up. I was saying fresh festivals, but I said fresh freshtables. Whatever.
Fresh.
And Buzz took it upon himself to have stickers made that say Chan donators love fresh freshtables. So if you are a Chan donator, you will be receiving one of those in
limited
the
edition.
Limited edition.
Which I just gotta throw in real quick, which does say Buzz came to town.
Yes, please.
Melanie were gone to the wedding and Napa Valley and all that fun stuff. And it was great meeting you, Buzz. It was awesome. He took us out to dinner. Sydney joined us, which was another treat.
Like, this man from Texas just came to our home and took our family out to dinner.
That's family.
That is fucking amazing. Uncle Buzz took the family to dinner. Like, there's not enough gratitude in my heart, Buzz, to say thank you for that. Like, Buzz, like, for you, you're one of the first collages that I stayed up all night making because I was so inspired by the correspondence that you and Aaron were having. Aaron was like so happy and so grateful to you being so involved with the show, and that spilled over onto me, and it made me work to make this collage for you. And again, you just kind of came to Portland and just, like I said, took my family out to dinner. And thank you so much. That really means the world to me. And I appreciate you. Yeah.
Hand delivered special stickers.
Yeah,
yeah, man.
You will Sweetheart, see. Buzz.
So
you got family for life with us.
Hell yes, you do. So we got some new Chan donators, guys.
Yes, we
that
did.
That love fresh freshtables. Jesse R.
Woo!
Yeah.
Jesse.
Jason
thank
B.
You so much.
Jason B.
Jason
B. Jason. Yes, Jason, you freaking hooked it up.
And Kevin C.
Kevin.
This is the first time that one of our interviewed guests has become a Chan donator. And I am so proud to say that. And on a side note, Kevin wrote us a personal letter to the show, and he mentioned me at the very end and thanked me for being such a fan. And I just want to throw the ball right back and say thank you for, like I said on the show, for introducing us to such amazing soundtrack and amazing artists and cool experiences in our life. So you also have family and friends for life. over here in the Pacific Northwest, Kevin. So thank you for being a Chan donator.
Yep.
And expect your sticker soon.
So yeah, that stuff. And then, yeah, the way you become a Chan donator is by going to patreon.com/nosimpleroad. Guys, you know the drill. We talk about it every week. It is how we are manifesting the collective dream and building this community and keeping it rolling. So if you listen every week and you feel like doing it, man, just know that we appreciate it and it's how we keep doing what we're doing. So if you're getting something from the show and you can do it and help us out, we need it. So I'm just going to leave it at that. And just know, guys, that this thing is growing, and it's
growing
because
with
of all
or
of you.
Without you, well, despite you, in spite of you, because
me,
of you. Like, no, I just mean, like, this thing is happening regardless. That's where I'm coming with. Like if it's going to rain tomorrow, nobody has anything to do to stop it. No Simple Road is going to rain, and nobody can do anything to stop it.
The train kept rolling.
But you can do something to support it. Yep. And in that, on that foot, thank you so much.
Yep. And if you can't, if you don't have the money right now, it's not working out, you know what you can do? You can leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, and that will really help out the show. That's something you could do that doesn't cost anything, and it lets more people find out about the show, and it makes us more relevant in the algorithmic mathematical.
And it makes us feel good.
Yeah, it gives us
when
something cool to read to you guys.
You go look at it and you're like, oh, someone else thought that.
And
we're
I don't
five
know,
stars.
Is it my imagination? But when I hear those stories, it's like story time. I love that. So maybe you guys like that too, listening to the cool stories that of the reviews that people leave us.
Yep. So, what's the word when you go back over something?
Reiterate.
Follow us on Instagram at No Simple Road. Follow us on Facebook at No Simple Road. Get your No Simple Road past episodes, merch, news, sports, and weather at nosimpleroad.com. If you want to become a Chan donator and get one of the limited edition stickers that Buzz had made for us, go to patreon.com/nosimpleroad. And if you want to get involved with each other, meet each other, help each other out, inspire each other, tell each other stories, talk about aliens and all that cool stuff, you can go to the Reddit at r/nosimpleroad. Does anybody else have anything to add?
If you guys have any cool ideas for the show or anything to say to us or any of it, like,
you can call the voicemail.
Call the voicemail. We haven't heard that in a while.
971-808-1524. Look at me.
Yeah. Ha-ha. Do it, guys. That'd be super fun. Wow. Do it for the next show because we haven't had one in a while.
Yep. Apple?
And I just want to add one last thing.
Nope.
Everybody remember to be kind. And it is Melanie's birthday month.
Uh-oh. Aww. October 8th is Melanie's 40th birthday.
Also,
you can say it loud. I'm really proud of being
it's 40. It's Mel's 40th birthday 40. On the 8th, guys. Blow her up on Instagram.
I'm proud of it because at 40 years old, I get to become a grandma, and there's nothing better than that.
Can I ask a question to the people? I'm going to ask a question to the people.
Yes, you could do that.
It's October, and it's spooky. Send us spooky stories.
Spooky.
Please.
How about cute spooky?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm down with that.
Spooky.
Yeah, it's Halloween. Send us spooky stories.
Okay, spooky stories are cool. I'm down.
Scary, whatever.
Thanks, you guys.
Whatever Halloween thing is.
We're gonna go eat chili.
Yeah, we're gonna go eat chili, and we just want you guys to know that this episode that we interviewed with Aaron was super fun. Totally could have gone on for hours, like almost every other. Look at his Instagram page, you guys. He is a fun dude.
Yep.
And he's got some really fucking good taste. So, without further ado,
the No Simple Road family gives you Aaron from Aaron's Picks.
Hey.
Aaron.
Hey, Aaron.
What's up, man? You know, that's weird all by itself.
Hey, Aaron. It's like, Doctor.
Yeah. It's like double name thing. I don't know. Good morning or afternoon.
Sorry, there was a gap. Okay, yes. Afternoon to you. Sorry, my Bluetooth was connecting on my phone. Yeah, hey, Melanie. Hey, Aaron.
Aaron, we were just listening to that little love, sweet love bit that you put out the other day. That was so rad. The little dancing skit that your son recorded.
Yeah, he does such a good job with those. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, and he likes doing it, and sometimes I give him a couple bucks.
Wait a minute. How old is he?
He's 14.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That's my middle child. Yeah, he's cool, and he likes to do it. Like, he's got a good eye, too, and he just does a really good job.
Yeah.
But how are you guys doing? You guys having a good podcast?
Yeah,
we actually just started. We are on our other porch, the porch that we don't ever use, and we kind of moved the whole scene out here so we could look at the view while we talk to you and just hanging out, having coffee on Sunday morning, man.
That's what's up. I thought you guys did, like, did you guys start the podcast like an hour earlier and you guys just chill and talk? Typically?
Sort of. Like, what we'll do, like, normally is...
We don't have a normal. Aaron, don't believe it.
Well, okay.
Oh, good.
What I
like
try
that.
And do...
Yes, freestyle. That's
yeah.
what's up.
We'll record the episode and then, like, you know, maybe a couple days before it comes out, we'll record the intros for them and stuff like that.
Oh, I see.
So,
oh, God. Yeah. Okay, cool.
The intros are always current. The interviews may be a little, you know, a couple weeks or a month out.
Yeah, that's how a lot of people do it. That's right. Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's fun, man. It's a cool thing. And I mean, honestly, I wouldn't have found half the stuff I found on Instagram would it not have been for the show. And that's how we came across you. And I just was blown away by, you've been at it for a long time, right? Like doing the IG thing.
Yeah, probably 3 years. Just like OCD. Like just really OCD and really having a hankering for like finding those gem parts that inspire me and give me the chills. And I'm just like, why would I not share this with the world? Like, why?
That's cool.
It's like, if that I is. Have an outlet to serve humanity, and I'm, because I'm so busy being a kid and an entrepreneur and with my food business, that, and it's just like, if I have an opening to be able to share these moments that a lot of people don't know, like a lot of people don't know. I mean, there's so many shows. And so, yeah, I feel like that's part of my mission here is just to spread Jerry first and foremost, you know, with the Dead, and then you know, other choice band parts and whatever. You know, it's just such a cool outlet, as you guys know. I wouldn't have met half the people as well without it. It's incredible. It's so much fun, and yeah, it gives such a social outlet for my life as well, because I work by myself and I have my social outlet at home with my kids and wife, but I really don't get to make it to shows and stuff. So it's just so awesome. It really has been a blessing.
Wait a minute. You just said you don't get to make it to shows, really?
Well, like I do, like here and there, and I will later, like on in life. But yeah, no, I made it to like Dead & Company around here. Like I made it to Riverbend this year, and I'll make it to like two a year. But I just don't know. Like a lot of the shows around here, they'll really start around 11, like you know, JG, like Dead cover bands or JGB cover bands. They'll start so late that I'm just like an old dude now. That's just like Like last night, for instance, my buddy was trying to get me to go out, and I'm like a half an hour from the city, so it's a trek. And if my wife was more into it, we'd both go. But she loves the Dead, but she's just not into like. You know, going to shows at bars and stuff, which is hard for me too because I don't drink, and so that's another reason why I don't like rush out
me,
to a bar.
Me either, man. I'm with you on that.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah. That's what's up. That's cool.
What was the thing that got you started with the Dead? Like, how did it happen for you?
Well, the thing that got me started is going to see the Dead, of course. And I only caught them the last leg, you know, in 95. Well, my first show was 94. I don't know if we want to go that far back, but I just started on the gram. Yeah, I was hoping I could kind of, you know, start there because I just love the story and everybody has their story.
Yeah, that's what we want to hear.
That's it, man. That's what this is all about, sharing the story.
Okay,
you
cool.
Go back further. However,
okay, I was born. No, I'm kidding. No, but in 94, I went to Buckeye Lake. And I just was on the lot on LSD and herb, of course. And I just was on the lot and didn't even make it in the show. And that was enough to be like, holy shit. Like, alternative community exists. Like, whoa. Yeah. I was it's just a real completely, thing. It's a real thing, and it's just so beautiful to see something existing outside of the Matrix a little bit, quote-unquote Matrix, whatever, however you want to look at that, just the fucking norm, you know? Like,
yeah.
Excuse my French. Maybe I shouldn't cuss. I'll keep it clean.
No,
cuss all you want.
Do what you
want. Okay, cool. So, yeah, I was there, and, like, I really came home from that show just, like, literally contemplating everything. Like, holy
How
shit.
How old were you?
I was 16. Yeah.
Okay.
Just junior and in high school. Or no, sophomore. Yeah, my summer going into my junior year. And so then I moved to Seattle, which is weird. Like, I lived in Cincinnati all my life, and my mom, just by circumstance, lived in Seattle. So I moved out there for her my junior year of high school and got to see three nights out there in 95. Did you guys make it to those?
No. But I remember the shows.
Yes. And there's a couple good ones from 95 from those Seattle shows. But, oh, my God. So I went there and, one of the things I specifically remember the first time I went into the show is literally walking past somebody that was just like, there's Jerry. And, like, Jerry was, like, just walking out, or I don't know exactly, but the way that he said it and the weight of, like, his words when he said it wasn't, like, bullshit, or I could tell, like, there's something, you know, of course I already knew Jerry's guitar, but, like, I had never really seen, like, someone's reaction so, like, almost spiritual and, like, almost like that's, like, Papa, you know?
Yeah.
And it was just, I remember that, and just the Seattle shows were just, oh my gosh, you know, rainbows in the sky. Of course, I was on LSD there as well, probably both nights. But it is what it is. I don't know. That's just what my experience was supposed to be, and it was it was enough to complete. I even contemplated, like, I was literally at, like, the third night, just, like, literally contemplating, like, should I just run away and, like, just get in someone's bus and see if I was, like, full on, like, oh my gosh, like, this is it. This is what I want to, you know, be a part of. So then from there, you know, I just went on to Fish, and I went on to see, like, 140 Fish shows and do a lot of Fish tours in 97, 98, 99 mainly. And I just really had a blast doing that. We sold smoothies one tour. I sold, you know, other things that people sell.
Right. Shirts
concerts.
And stickers. I get you. Yeah.
Shirts and stickers, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, totally.
And the Fish tour, that was, like, the best time, the funnest time of my life. But so far, you know, so far for sure. I mean, that was awesome. And so then, yeah, from there, I just had kids and have always been collecting Dead, like, choice Dead. Like, I'm like a snob where I just have been collecting a lot of Dead, but really, like, what I listen to on my, like, on the, you know, my what's that called? Your loop, or, like, your rotation
playlist.
I just,
yeah, your playlist.
Yeah, I've really, like, got, I don't know, I've just gotten anal about what I want to hear and not just, like, listening to whole shows, which is fun too. So through that, I've filtered that down to, like, choice sections and choice. And then, so now I have this playlist of just super stuff. And so all of them are, like, inspiring because I've pick these through.
I love that.
So wait,
that's so,
so
cool.
Yeah. So, like, you've.
Wait a minute. I really aspire to that because I always think, like, I really love my playlist, but there's shit in there, like, I don't want to hear that. That doesn't make me happy, or it doesn't even make me sad in a good way. Like, it's just
Isn't
a dumb song. And yeah, to have all of the ones that are your favorite, that's amazing.
So, like, but
yeah.
even deeper than that is, like, when we're at a show and not every moment at the show is on the mountaintop. Like, there's it builds and it brings you there for that moment, and then it drops, and it's the roller coaster ride of being on the show. And so you've like curated those moments, like picked out those little gems from every show and made them into playlists.
Yeah.
So that you can
just
feel that all the way through. That's fucking badass, man.
Exactly. And I haven't forgotten about the fact that it is, like, when I'm at a show, I love the whole show. But, like, as far as daily listening, I'm not trying to hear some subpar version of Althea. Actually, I shouldn't say that. There's no subpar version of Althea. Let me think of something else, a better a sailor or something. You know, so, there's just, I don't have time to listen to, like, a 6 or a 7. I need all 10s. Like, why the fuck not? This is 2018. Give me all dimes up in my shit. Why would I listen to a six? That's like one of my soapboxes. Literally. I'm like, if you are over my house, every fucking thing I put on will blow your head off. I promise. If you come over. Which,
fuck. Is that an invitation?
Yeah, when are we coming?
Oh, 100%. Oh, Cincinnati, you have a home, man. We got a big ass backyard. Our house is small, fun. But you can pitch a tent and use our house. You know, yeah,
that would
totally.
Be rad.
You have a home here in Cincy for sure.
And, same for Portland, you man. You and the kids come out this way. You got a home here, man.
I was gonna say, this is Apple, man. Welcome to the show, dude. I just wanted to say, man, we want to come dance with you.
Oh,
I know
gosh,
I'm not alone.
Yes.
I say my favorite posts are when you are grooving. My favorite is on the fish dock where you're walking up the ramp. We just love that. Every time you post one of those, it's, and I imagine that too, your playlist, like how you say all, you know, tens. You want to hear the ones that make you groove every day, that make you want to dance like that.
Yeah, exactly. And that's part of the reason I do my dance videos, because I can't help but be like, if I don't stop and just dance to this and possibly share it with people, I can't forgive myself later on in life. It's just like, I got to share this, and I'm going to try to rock my body through it. But,
dude, it's funny how people want to see that. They want to see dancing. Like, I don't know what it is, but like, I mean, we've posted a lot of shit since we started doing this show. And the one post that we've done that got like, I don't know, 30,000 views or something was us dancing at Dead & Company in Eugene. Like, what do you think that is that makes people want to see that?
Because it's meditation. It's moving meditation, and it's pieced out, and you're not fucking in your head on some analytical bullshit. You're just like really in the moment, like dancing. It's truly like you're like flowing with the moment instead of like halting yourself with your brain. Like, wait a minute, what's going on? You know, it's like just flow, dude. Like, it's well, that's good. It.
Yeah. That freaking machine. Wait a minute. I hate that guy. He is around all the time. That's why I love to dance.
He's a bitch.
He makes sure we don't crash the car. That guy. We need him around once in a while.
No, you know, no, he's needed. But it's cool to know when you can turn him off, like at a show, and spin for like an hour and just be like in bliss. And then people are like, they see that and they relate to it. Like, look at this, man. So
what do you think? Yeah, what do you think that is, Aaron? Like, I know. For me,
he said
No. Like finding that place took a long time to be able to let go of myself and my, I don't know if it's ego or concept of myself or whatever, but like that feeling of being embarrassed to move in front of other people. I know that a lot of people feel like that. And then when you get to a show and you're a little bit high, and the music starts, you can't help it. And that inner part of yourself comes roaring out. What do you think it is in the music that's making us do that, that makes the ego fall away like that?
Good question. Maybe there's like, I mean, music is, sound is like, is real. And I do believe that it could like hit chakras. I mean, I don't mean to sound cliche, but.
No, that's why I asked.
Yeah, I think like some different notes can hit chakras, and Jerry's guitar is probably, I don't know chakras like that, but I can just say maybe like that, or like, just like, yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think back to the original question. I kind of lost.
Well, no, I just said, what do you think it is that makes us be able to drop ourselves and move like that? Cause I know that moment of spinning, when you find that spot of spinning, there's nothing like that.
Oh my God, it's the best. I know. It's like you're one with the music. I mean, again, as cliche as that sounds, it really is though. When you're like spinning with the sound, and you're like, it's like your blanket, like you're like spinning inside of it. It's so beautiful. But yeah, what makes people like, yeah, let go? That's a good question. I just think that we're all just so brainwashed, and it just is really messed up people just as far as just programming. And I'm not going to get into that, but I just feel like people have been programmed just by society to just have so many insecurities, and that's one of the things I like to do at shows is I'll go to an area where there's no one dancing and start dancing, and you'll notice like right away other people's inhibitions are cashed out because they're like, this dude's crazy, I'm gonna join him because he definitely looks crazier than me. And they're like,
they're just waiting for somebody to start it up.
Permission.
Yeah exactly. To be like, yeah, I was wanting to do that. I'm glad this guy initiated it. Let's do this. And like, next thing you know, there's like 10 people around you, and you created like a vortex of love, if you will.
It's totally infectious. Yep. It reminds me of like a junior high prom where everybody's standing around looking. Everybody wants to dance, and they're waiting for that one person to get out there and do it.
See, that's another thing. Everybody wants to dance. Like, that's a real thing. They might not let themselves do it, but they want to. Why do we want to do that? Like, it's just a trip to think about it that way.
I know dancing is a trip on one end. It's like, what are you doing? And it's like, I'm trying to flow with the music. That's all. Trying to move. And like, really, there's something in the air and I want to try to feel it more so. It's like when you start dancing, all of a sudden you feel it more. It's like,
yeah. And it responds too. Like, I remember at my first Dead show, that moment of letting go and finally letting the music take over and finding out that it responded to my movement. And then there was like this whole journey after that of like, was that all just in my fucking head afterward? You know, like, and that's part of the thing that kept me going back.
That's interesting you said that. Cause I felt like I've had that too. And I think it could be explained where you're just almost like so in the moment that you're like literally connecting with the music and your body knows where it's about to go.
Oh, and you're shit. Like, yeah,
wait a minute. Oh, and you like, really, I don't know. I mean, this is all like conjecture, but it's fun to think of. It's a good conversation. Yeah. It's like, cause I've had that too, where it's like, it's a live show and it's freestyle stuff going on. And all of a sudden your body is moving right along with it, which could just be coincidence and whatever, but it's cool to think that like you just lock in and you like you
it's
and the players
something like that. Because think about it, like if you've ever been really high, like one of the things that happens to me is like I go in weird trances. Either I'm like completely still, or literally my body starts moving. And you said something earlier about the chakras. That is exactly what happens. There's an alignment that occurs. Your body starts to be played with the music. And so your body indeed becomes an instrument. And so you're like aligning it. And so those movements make that alignment happen.
Mm, well said.
Wow.
Beautiful. Yeah, I like that. There it is.
I guess
I can't even add to that. Yeah, I like that.
You know what's trippy about it too is that doing something like what you do on Instagram when you post your dance videos, like, I know for me, I feel it. There's feeling attached to that thing. It's not just me watching some random dude grooving on the internet. I can feel that thing. And it brings that part of the show to me.
Oh, that's what I want to hear. Thanks, brother. That's like the most beautiful things I've ever heard. Because that's why I do it. You know? And I know that some people might think it's like ego or whatever. And it's like, dude, I just literally feel called to like, I move like weird and funky, but whatever. I just feel called to like share that because if someone can get a little bit of joy out of seeing my goofy ass shaking, worth it. It's a win-win because you got Jerry or whatever music it is. And then, and then someone who's just being silly, you know, and, what was I going to say? And like, oh shit, I lost my train of thought.
The train is off the tracks. It's okay.
That shit happens all the time to me.
Yeah. We'll get back to it.
What a long straight circle. It always circles back around to it.
Yeah, it will. It will. Yeah, it'll come back. But,
it's okay. I think about like those times that I'm at the show and like we were talking about spinning. Like I remember the first time that I was spinning at a show was at a Dark Star show. And I started spinning and I couldn't stop. And when I tried to stop, that's when I was dizzy. Everything would start to lurch and I couldn't stand up. But as long as I kept dancing, I was fine. Totally fine.
There's
something magic that happens and it is trance state. I really do believe that, Aaron. I think that when we go to shows and we're in that space, that is yoga. Like you said, it's union. It's coming together with the music. And I know 100%. That there's a deeper side to what you're doing. And I wanted to ask you, like, after watching all your stuff, like on a spiritual level, what's the mission with Aaron's Picks?
Yeah. Okay. That's a great question. just to share, a lot of it is live music, and to share, well, I do multitude of things on there at this point. It's become just a plethora of whatever I want it to be, which I'm so happy that I'm so open on the page, and I made it Aaron's Picks instead of like Grateful Dead something or whatever. I'm just happy that it's so open.
Yeah,
but my mission for me is, there's a multitude of things. It's a creative outlet for me, and in hopes to put a smile on somebody's face. It's a way to like show movement to the music, because, oh, that's what I was going to say. I was going to say before that, like, part of the reason I like to dance to music is because I want to, like, I never can find anything that's going to match up to the music. I want to show you something that's going with the music. And it was like, yeah. I just had to be like, well, I can't find that. So I want to do it because I want you to have a visual of the music, basically. And that's what I try to do. And so, yeah, that's what I was going to say a while ago. That, and I was just
there,
like,
it is.
Well,
the
if I can't
back.
Find I love it. So
that's what I was saying about the instrument, Aaron. You became the instrument just then, because you needed somebody to see that.
Yeah, exactly. That's so true. Instrument. I love how you put that. Okay, and then the memes that I create are just for laughs and just to not take stuff seriously. And yeah, there's jabs here and there, but I love John Mayer and I love Dead and Company. But everybody gets my house, my kids and I and my wife, there's roasting all the time, and it's almost a beautiful thing, like not on a bad level, but just to like check each other's egos. Like, it's great to like, it depends on what your intention is, but anyways, that's going down a whole nother thing. But like, yeah, so I make the memes and hopefully to bring a laugh and maybe bring a cool, funny point. You know how comedy works that way, where you can like bring across something that's actually kind of true, but you want to laugh about it and not make it like a statement that's dark and whatever, you know? It's
You
know what I mean? Comedy is to, you know, bring light to the subject and laugh about it for a second or whatever. And then
that's what I love about this community, like the Dead community and spanning out and stuff, is we're all pranksters. We all have a good sense of humor and we are the worst critics when it comes to the Dead and other music sometimes, but we love them and we can say what we fucking mean.
Yeah, exactly. And I love that prankster side is so true. And like, we have to always come back to like Jerry's number one thing almost was comedy. Like, I think I've heard him say like comedy is like so crucial to like life in general. He didn't say that exactly, but comedy was so important. You know, it's like everything's funny. Like, look at it out here. It's crazy. Like, you can't, if you don't laugh about it, you're going to go nuts, like for real. And so that's what memes help us do, is to laugh. Like, this is just like, I mean, don't laugh. There's compassion comes, of course, but like, so much of this bullshit can be laughed off, you know? So, yeah, the memes and, the pranksters,
When we start taking ourselves too fucking seriously, man, and exactly. it becomes a shell instead of, like, something that energy can flow through. You become a wall, and you're too serious, man. Like, I see people fighting about, you know, a million different things. Fish sucks. The Dead sucks. Dead and Company, like whatever. And it's like, my God, man, you guys have forgotten what it's all about. In my opinion, like, we're all here to figure this thing out together. What, like you said about life, like, this thing is hilarious. And what could be more psychedelic than the world that we live in? Like, we get in these boxes that have gases in them that explode, that fling us down streets, and there's big plants growing up trying to reach to a sun thousands of miles away, and like, water's falling from the sky, and there's aliens in the ocean, like all this fucking weird shit. Like, I don't think I've ever had a trip more trippy than that.
I know. For real. Like, no, seriously. Like, look around and just take smile and hopefully get a laugh from something, because there's too much silliness and laughter in the air.
I want to ask you something too that has been on my mind lately, that like, with all the music stuff, I don't know, part of my thing is like trying to figure out how it works. Like, I always want to take it apart, and I guess maybe that's a good thing and a bad thing, but like, for us, we just had an amazing summer, right? Like, we went to a ton of shows and did a bunch of stuff, and I think out of everything that we saw this summer, and I'm pretty sure everybody sitting here will agree, like, the fish shows at the Gorge were probably the most impactful shows that we went to.
Wow. That's cool to hear.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not downplaying the importance of the Eugene shows at Dead & Company. Like, those were fucking magical and amazing. But for my money and ticket stub prices and all that shit, like that.
And the venue.
Yeah, all of
the
it.
The whole that, ball of wax.
That show went above and beyond. And I jumped on the Dead bus in 89, and Fish was always around for us. But, like, I never quite got it. And not until 2015 did I really catch what Fish was doing. And I in your perspective, I know that, like, the communities overlap, right? And it's because of the jam and whatnot. But
and alternative lifestyle and just being able to make money on the road and that
right. But there's definitely it's definitely at the core of it the same thing. Like, for you personally, because you do both, I see both coming out of your feed, like, what's the crossover between the two for you?
Chills, you know, music that gives me chills and helps me to remember God, you know, honestly. Like, that's like my goal, is like remember God. Like, you asked me before, like, it's all about remembering God, whatever you want to call that, universe. Remember, like, that we are like beautiful beings. Like, we're fucking divine. Like, we are human beings on planet Earth. Like, did you forget? Listen to a song. Dance. Like, holy mackerel. That's part of the reason I don't talk too much on my page. It's just like, that doesn't, a lot of times talking doesn't help you remember God unless you're like chanting a mantra. But like, yeah, like they both do that for me. Fish is more on the funky side and more like fun. Like, if someone were to be like, give me two words that describe the difference between Dead and Fish, I'd say Fish. Well, I can't say that completely. I would say fun in general, but Fish does take me there sometimes. But a lot of times it's just this funk that gives me this nasty look on my face. Like, holy shit, Mike's going in.
Yeah.
You know? And then the Dead is like,
on it.
Oh my. The Dead. Yeah. And the Dead is like, wow, I just fainted because Jerry hit that note. You know, like, I just had like an out of body experience. You know, it's just, they both have their magic. And I believe Trey is really, I mean, well, we all have our opinions. I could go in on like really dissecting, but
I want to hear it.
Yes. Well, I got to be careful not to piss people off. Because if I really was completely open with you, people might be tripping. But Trey, I think, has it. Like, I think he has it, of course. I mean, many millions would agree. I don't think he accesses it all the time, in my opinion, but he knows where it is, and Fare Thee Well will show you that, and many shows will show you that Trey knows what's up, man. Like, straight up. Like, he's the psychedelic Jedi to come after Jerry. Like, straight up. He's the secondary man to me, and that's why I made that shirt with the Jerry and Trey, is because I just have experienced a lot of beauty from Trey, a lot of purity and and so I don't know what led us down this track, but
no, yeah, we're just John talking Mayer, about the correlations.
Yeah. And I, you know what? I honestly, I don't think I'd be, I mean, my fish, like, I chop my fish down like extraordinarily, like, insane. Like, I really don't list, like, I'm just trying to choose my words wisely so fish heads don't kill me, but there's a lot of fish that I really don't care for. But the parts...
Well, I think fish heads would agree with that, too.
Yeah. And so those parts that are good are, like, really, really, really good. And I guess that's it for any music, really. You're going to have highs and lows. But I chop their stuff down, like, very considerably to, like, really funk pockets. You know what? I'm going to send you guys some CDs that are just...
Please, that would be so cool.
I will turn you guys on to just, like, streamlining, get rid of all that bullshit. And I wish
Thank
I could
you.
Do that. Like, if I had, like, if I was working with Fish, I would love to make, like, sick mixes. But I don't cross that line, because I'm not going to be... But I, you know, as far as, like, selling it, like, I wish I could make a living on mixes, but that ain't my shit, you know? And
right.
And they're whatever. But I can give mixes out. I'm going to write that down to hook you guys up. And,
cool, man.
Yeah.
I love your picks, Aaron, for real. Like, the Rage Against the Machine stuff, the freaking Sublime shit, all the, like, funky. You and I have that in common, just that funky, groovy, like the way you move your hands and your shoulders when you dance. Like, I watch that shit and moving like you everything. Get down. Like, it's fucking so fun. And so you said, like, describing fish in a couple words. That's exactly what one of the words I would use is fun. It is just such a fun party to go to. And I love that your stuff is like a bunch of the best highlights of the party. That's cool.
All right. Well, then you inspire me to keep going. And after this,
heck yeah.
After this podcast, I did a dance to Althea, from the Without a Net, which is my favorite Althea ever. And it's like, you guys know that one, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, it's beautiful, man.
Aaron, I don't keep track. I just know it when I hear it.
That's got, that's some nerd talk, you know.
Yeah, I think there's two of four nerds here.
Yes, I love it. I could talk all day.
I'm just trying to keep it real.
Yes, of course. Yeah, of course. You'll see it today. You'll know which one I'm talking about when I post
Sweet.
The vid. So
I go ahead, Apple.
Well, I just wanted to circle back to something at the very beginning, if you want to talk about, because you mentioned your food business. We all love food. I'm just curious, like, do you cook? Do you do?
What's that?
Oh yeah, I didn't even so I have my business for 13 years is called Love Force Superfoods, and we manufacture kale chips and energy bars and bread made out of sunflower and flax seeds to, like, you know, like 100 stores around the country. And manufacture it and then ship it. And my biggest customer is it's called Daily Juice in Texas, and we sell them bulk bread. Like, our bread is really unique. We make it's like flat bread. It's almost not even a bread, but it's as bready as it gets in the raw vegan world. Where it's like this flat bread, and you can do open face sandwiches with it. And so our biggest customer right now is this Daily Juice that has like a chain of 16 stores in Texas. And they're such a blessing because they order massive of my bread, and they make what's called garden toast. So they like take our bread and put like avocado and sauerkraut and like super duper dank sauce. And it's like called like a raw Reuben. And that's my biz that has been blessing me and my family for 13 years, man. And I have a page.
Awesome. Wow.
Yeah. So
that's been awesome, man. You're like doing your own thing on a lot of fronts there. That's great to hear.
I am. And I got to attribute it. I mean, as far as my entrepreneurship, I do believe in astrology, and I am a Cancer, and we are businessmen and we make money. So wow. I would not say. That's just my point is I was blessed with that. And so, like, I really believe, like, that's part of the reason it's been easy for me to do the whole entrepreneur thing is, like, it literally says in this one book, The Secret Language of Relationships, that, like, my Cancer week is one of the three traits is enterprising, which is crazy. And I'm like, oh my gosh, enterprising.
That's the same. Our daughter's a Cancer, and so is my dad, and all entrepreneurs.
Oh my gosh, there it is. Thank you. See, I like real life examples, and that's what I try to tell people. Like, dude, it's not about books. Just like, if you meet 10 Cancers, tell me what they all have in common, and I guarantee you you'll see some similarities. You know what I mean? What are you guys?
Yeah. I'm a Sagittarius.
That's okay. Not all.
Well, I'm on the cusp of the day Scorpio turns to Sagittarius. So I'm a little of both.
Okay.
I'm a crazy sex crazed loner.
That's not true.
There it is. Yeah, there's you in a nutshell. What about you, Melanie?
You, Mel.
I'm a Libra.
Okay, cool. And then Apple?
I'm a Gemini.
He's a Gemini, real Gemini, right? Too, man. It's crazy to watch. There's two people there, dude.
That's awesome. Gemini is one of my favorite designers, which has designed a lot of our shirts. Lion Criddle, which I want to give a shout out to. And of course,
right,
I'll give a shout out. I'll do some shout outs at the end.
And then Ryder's, what are you, Ryder?
I'm a Virgo.
Ryder's the Virgo.
I'm Ryder, by the way.
Oh, hi, Ryder.
Hasn't said a word.
Ryder's just chilling.
I just chill.
Dude, that's so funny. When I heard nephew, I pictured like a 4-year-old.
If you just like took a 4-year-old and made him 6 feet tall, that's pretty much accurate.
We call him Baby Huey.
That's sweet. So you're still free. You're not a slave to adultism yet. Keep going, brother. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. No, you're right. I'm with you. Yeah, I think it's a good mix of personality and traits on this porch, man.
Libra and Gemini.
It works together well.
Yeah. Then Sagittarius is really well with air signs. The Scorpio half of you would be challenging for the air signs, maybe. But
Yep. When that guy comes out, that's when the sparks start around here.
Well, you know, it's all about like having that good like crash that we have to kind of like repair ourselves from, because everything goes good like 98.999% of the time. But in that other 1.2% or whatever, it's funky and we need that shit. We need it to get to the like level up, you know? And we were just going through one just recently in this last couple weeks just because of all the shit that we've been into. And I just feel like after that, it just makes everything so much more clear and just better.
Oh, to go through a little shit together.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I agree. Yeah. Yeah, my wife and I just got into just a silly something the other night, and I was just like, it's just so funny how the ego's just like, don't give in.
Right?
You know, it's so weird. It's just so fucking annoying. And I was just like, we were walking somewhere, and I just stopped and fought that ego and just like turned her around, and we embraced and did a huge ass hug, and it was done. It felt incredible.
Yeah, good. Thank you for doing that, Aaron.
Right on, man.
That's because, well, you know what? The ego is strong every fucking time. But when you do that, he just like folds his face, puts it in his pocket, and walks away for like.
And we have our version of that too. We do do-overs. I'll walk up to her after something has happened. I'll go, all right, you ready for a do-over? And we put our hands out, go 1, 2, 3, do-over. And then it's squashed.
Well, and depending on the, how the do-over was said, that determines whether it's really over. If you do like a half-ass do-over, then there's still beef.
You can't fake the do-over, man. Can't.
Yeah, it is a completion. I think that's what it is. It's like you got to get complete on the shit. And when you embrace or when you take each other's hands, you're basically making a pact like, fuck all the bullshit. All right, let's move ahead powerfully together, and let's not get trapped in that. Let's not get trapped in just, because I have a feeling, like I have a philosophy that like all divorces are just either from mental instability or addiction, one or the other. Mental instability or addiction is like, that's a valid reason to get divorced. If that's not there, all it is ego. That's the only, I mean, I can't think of any, I mean, I you really can't generalize that much, but in general, what else is it? If it's not like someone going nuts or addiction, then it's just two egos. Cause it takes two to tango. And like, you know, it's just like, it's a shame.
I have a very similar thought process about that too. It's like, if you're not being abused or, you know, something like that, like they're completely out of it mentally, you made a pact to do life with this person. So you're gonna see it through. Yeah, exactly. I just quit in the middle of my life with this person. Like, believe me, I felt like doing that before, but shit, I didn't do it. That's what happens. You overcome it and you get stronger and you find new cool shit to do with the person.
Yeah, exactly. I totally agree. I even think about people that came to my wedding. Like, I'm not about to like tell them they wasted their fucking time. Like, people flew up for the witness.
Oh my god,
like,
for real.
Bro!
Think about how much time totally and money went into. You know what I mean? It's like, be a fucking true person and go through this. People came up to see your ass. Like, make a fucking promise, bro.
All right,
like it should be light. You know. Go ahead.
That was funny. Go ahead. Just made me think, dude, that's like, because every wedding, you know, you have the people that are at your wedding. They're like, oh, I give it 6 months. I give it a year. It's like, I'm not going to let them know.
Yeah. The shit last. I know, right? Yeah, for real. Just go through the shit. Again, if there's not addiction or mental instability, just work through it, especially if you got kids, man. But, you know, it's not always the case in their situation. I'm going to get off that soapbox. Sorry.
You know what, dude, you're absolutely right.
It's not, I know what you mean, Aaron. It's not infinite. It's
definite.
Not,
yeah.
Everybody's got their own trip, but you know what? When you're an adult and you're in your right mind and you can apologize properly, work the shit out.
Yeah. Exactly. It's funny what you said, Aaron, like, I'll share something personal with you. There was a time when Mel and I were going through some really hard shit, and we were sitting outside of a restaurant and we were having that conversation of like, if we're going to keep going. And I looked at her and I said, you know what? We stood up in front of all those people and we said that shit to each other. I am not going to be a liar.
Nice.
Yeah. Yes. So you saying that is badass.
Thank you for keeping integrity, man. Thank you for, you know, impeccability. Impeccability and integrity seems like a thing that's like, it's almost like getting lost in the world. You know, people that say they're going to do shit and don't do it. It's just like a regular thing. And I'm just like, yes. I grew up realizing like, if you're going to say something, dude, keep it. Your word is like powerful. And if you keep making your word cheap, you're not going to be a powerful person. The more that you like follow through with what you really say and not make excuses, you become like a force to be reckoned with in this world. Like your word sound power becomes more powerful, and your whole being becomes like literally impeccable, like more integrity. Like, I don't know what word you want to put on that, but you just become a more beautiful, powerful person that people don't just think is a bullshitter, you know? And it's
so
much more fun.
Your word gathers weight.
Yeah,
I put truth.
Exactly.
Truth is the word I put on that. It's all about truth, being truthful to yourself, truthful to others. You know, truthful to yourself first, because it's easy to bullshit yourself.
Even on the small things, even like something small, like you told someone you were going to call them back in 15 minutes. It's like if you said that, you know, like write it down to make you remember it because you said that. So like make
Which
it happen.
Reminds
yeah, truth.
I have to call my mom today.
There you go. Apple, but I agree. Man. I agree. You're basically lying. You're basically lying if you do that. You basically lied. You said you were going to do
and
something.
And I think
you didn't.
That
so yeah, truth. There it
those,
is.
Those lies, even the small things, steal your personal energy. They steal from you, and
yes.
We don't realize it, man. Like I had 7 years of really hardcore heroin addiction in my life, man, and. Mm. Lies take over in that thing. Like it becomes part of you and each one chips away at your self, your real self, little bit at a time until all that's left is a husk at the bottom of that. And what you're saying, like building that thing back up, starting from negative 10, you know, to build it back up. My word is the only thing I had at that point. And so I had to stick to what I said. And if I said I was going to fucking interview you on Sunday, I better fucking show up. You know what I mean? Or let you know why if I'm not. Or you know what I mean? Like it is. It's one of the most, if not the most important part of what I think of as magic is our words.
Mm. Yeah, I just did a story. Word sound like word magic and different words like... Like, yeah, it's deep, man. It's a lot deeper than people realize. And they just, and
do you
it's
write?
Just like a I posted it from somewhere else. I found it. It was just like a meme, truth meme, if you will. And it's just about that. It was really good. But yeah, I agree. What else do we have besides our word, you know, it's
Nothing.
Our word. And then we follow through in our actions, you know, it should be hand in hand.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's great. Great to hear you say that. I'm glad to hear you. I totally get that about getting out of the addiction. You're like, dude, if I don't have this, I'm dead. You know, if I don't just have my word at this point after putting people through all that shit, I'm really, this is it now or never to like become a person that actually is like, you know, some truth and some like beauty, you know, like, yeah, word, you know, make it, you know, being truthful and staying with your word. I love that. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and that's where the Sagittarius comes in and, you know, can be used for good or ill for myself, like that single-pointed focus, you know. I can burn it to the ground or I can build it to the stars.
There it is. Yeah, and these days it's even more, I agree, and these days you can write it down, so there's really no excuse. If you got a phone... and you told someone something, write that down and give yourself what. There's no excuse anymore because your phone can talk to you like you need to call No Simple Road or whatever.
Yeah.
Like there's no excuse, so don't bring it to me. And, you know, the bottom line is I don't have people like that in my life. I don't mess with anybody like that. I mean, I'll give you some chances, but I'm not going to waste my time with somebody. You know, I don't know how we got down this path.
Beautiful. This is good shit.
It kind of reminds me of your Instagram. Like you said, I don't have time for sixes. I want all tens. And that's kind of with the quality of people, too.
There you go. The way you do anything is the way you do everything. That's one of the sayings. It's just one perspective.
That's one of my favorite sayings. Honestly, I have that written down in one of my journals somewhere.
Yeah. You could observe someone for 5 minutes and not judge, but just be like, you know, well, I don't know what you would call that, because then someone would say,
well, no, you just said the word observe. Observe doesn't equal judgment.
Evaluate, yeah, and use our brain to be like, you know, this is either this dude's going to be, you know, on point or whatever.
Thanks for, dang, Aaron, you really are putting out quality in all realms, and I admire that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Hey, I'm just an instrument, I feel. I don't take any of it. I just feel like I have the opportunity, and I'm blessed with a phone, and I'm blessed with, like, a business, and as cliche as it is, I'm paying it forward, man, because I've just been so lucky to have the opportunity that I have, that I want to share as much as I can, and it's free, and like we were talking about before with Instagram, it's just like, what an amazing platform to just, like, yeah, you know, put out whatever you can. And in my case, and speaking of that, that's another thing I wanted to say, is that part of the reason I chose to do music is because there's not much arguing that's going to be under my posts when you have a jam. If there is, it's like once every... You're not going to have bullshit like, oh, I don't agree with you, dude. It's like, Jerry just melted your head. Like, how could you not agree with that? Or whatever, you know. It's like, you can't get into, like, debates and go down that trap, as I call it, of just, like, mental bullshit, you know. It's music. There's nothing to... You either like, you scroll past, or you listen to it, and maybe you get inspired, but it's not something you can, like, that words are going to mess up, you know? I mean, unless someone wants to talk about lyrics, which that's one of the beautiful things about the Dead as well, is their lyrics are just so multidimensional that nobody could pinpoint a lot of what they say, which is part of the beauty of it. You know, it's real art. You know, it's your interpretation.
It's transient. I think of their stuff as transitional and transient, because it changes with me.
Yeah.
The meanings change with me. And and Fish too now. Like that, them too, on a lot of levels. Apple and I were driving down the street the other day. Fuck, I wish I remember what song we were listening to. Damn it. But Fish was on, and I looked at him and I was like, how did we miss this meaning? It's so plain. Like, it's so right there. Like, how did we not hear this?
That's something I was going to mention. That's weird. Me and Aaron, same thing. We came on at the same time, like, late to Fish. We went and saw him, we saw Trey at Fairly Well, which kind of opened the doors and was like, oh, okay. I always wondered, like, what is he fucking staring at? And I wasn't really into his voice, and they were silly to me. They weren't, you know,
but then it just clicked.
And now the plus on that is we are now going back and listening, you know, 30 plus years of music and concerts or anything that we're catching up on still. They're amazing, and we missed it for a while, but now it's a special thing.
That's awesome to hear, because Fish, you know, when Fish came on, they were just like, there's a lot of hate towards them, just like, oh, you know, and there's that whole separate thing, which I think is another programming in everybody's minds. It's just, there has to be separate shit going on. There's always two teams. You either like Fish or the Dead. And it's like, dude, we're programmed to think that it's a duality. There is no better. I went to a Fish show, was sick. I went to a Dead show, was sick. Sweet. What is there? You know, like,
it's all good.
It's all good. And that's cool.
One of those. Go ahead, Aaron. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, talking about you getting on now and you have the catalog, that's what one of the beautiful things about this community is, how much music there is to explore. I mean, like, it's just such a blessing that we have that access. Like, you could, like you said, you could dig back 30 years for Fish and just, like, you could listen to new jams every day the rest, I don't know, a long time. And it's just so cool that we have access to that, man, and that you guys can go back.
One of the things that was so profound about the Gorge for me personally was, there was a moment during the second set, I was standing there and I was holding Mel and music was jamming and we were dancing. It was beautiful. The sun had set. It was the Gorge. And I just realized, man, like, I had put this label on myself of Deadhead for so long and filtered everything that I listened to through that. And it prevented me from hearing the beauty in a lot of things, because I was always comparing everything that happened and that I listened to through that filter. Like you said, a programming of duality. And that thing broke at that show, it broke in me. I realized that I'm just me. I'm not a fucking deadhead. I'm not a fish head. I'm a music fan. I'm Aaron that loves music. And that music happens to be a part of who I am, but it doesn't define all of me. Do you get what I mean?
That's beautiful. You guys need a round of applause button. For real, man. You guys need to program that shit in. That is fun,
Aaron,
actually.
We'll do that for you this time, huh, babe? Mm-hmm. Come on, you can do that.
Yeah, I'll make it happen.
Yeah, because that was well said. We want that to melt away. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead, Apple.
Oh, I was just going to say, I mentioned that before. I was like, we need to add some sound effects in this stuff. But Aaron's like, Aaron knows I'll get too carried away. He's like, it's going to become the zany show.
We're not the morning zoo, man.
But we should add a few things in.
Consider the possibility that it does add a little. I love my, there was a guy and he had a huge ego, which was just entertaining. I'm not going to mention names, but he would applaud himself after, like, he would say something.
That's fucking awesome.
It would add to the show. Like, I don't know why, but it really did add. So I would recommend here and there having something that's fun, because there's so many cool sound effects out there. But whatever. I just, your statement was well said. And
thanks, man.
Clapping.
Yeah,
I like that. You're always after fun.
I'm going to be researching sound effects the rest of the day and propose them to the whole crew here.
I want to ask you something, Aaron, that because you brought it up, and if it's too much, you can feel free to, you know, glance it off. But, you know, you talked about you and your wife, and you said, like, oh, I go to most shows, but, you know, she's not into going to bars and whatnot, and she likes the Dead, but, you know, not like me. Like, in your personal life, how do you balance that thing of the music and your desire to be around it with your relationship?
Oh, I just don't really listen to it around my family anymore. Like, because I work by myself, so I have 8 hours a day to rock out whatever. I'm blessed with that. And so luckily I'm really into a lot of new quote unquote trap or just like new hip hop and not, you know, now the lyrics or whatever, but I'm really into the sound, like really into a lot of new artists big time. So luckily I have that connection. So when I'm at home, I just put on my trap genre, like I just had on earlier, and the kids and my wife love it. And, you know, I get the clean versions when available. So like a lot of it's clean, and we have that in common. So I just rock out that and then I'll rock out Dead here and there, but God bless them. They've been hearing it, I mean, all my life. And they're just like, wow, Althea again. You know, it's just like, we're
making yourself relevant. As a parent, like, you're like, okay, yeah, I like my shit, but I'll listen to and jam to your grooves. And I love that. That's really cool. It's a really great way to connect with your kids.
Oh my gosh, Melanie, seriously, it really is like that, because my 17 year old son's super into the new stuff and we have similar tastes with it. And like, yeah, like I'm like a huge fan of like different stuff going on as far as like, musically. And so yeah we have that connection, which is really cool. And yeah, I'm glad I don't have to fight with them, like turn that sugary off or whatever. I mean they don't really give me that hard of a time, but I just know what I'm not going to be there, like, no one wants to hear the Dead but I do, so you got to put up with it. I'm not going to do that. It's just stupid. It's not that, you know.
I'm
busted.
Wow.
Anyway,
you should see Aaron's cherry face over here.
He just blushed.
My ears are hot.
It's your house, Aaron. You listen to Dead.
Don't you feed that shit, yeah, Aaron. No,
you're absolutely right, man. You are. You're absolutely right. And that I can attribute again this last fish tour to me loosening up where it comes to that and expanding my musical horizons quite a bit and letting that fall away, back to that thing that I had just said a few minutes ago that got all the applause. Like that was a big deal for me, and being able to be open to new stuff. And so I'm curious, what's some of the new like trap stuff that you like to listen to?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So like, I literally have not liked, okay. So Travis Scott Astroworld that just came out, 3 weeks ago. I'm not kidding you. I have not been this stoked about an album, not including
that's super psychedelic shit right there,
dude. It's fucking amazing. Like, I was blown away. He is a brilliant artist. I just can't say enough about how much I love. He knows how to use auto-tune. He doesn't use it in a cheap way. He really uses it right. That's just, it's all subjective. I love that. Like, that literally, that album is probably the best album I've heard studio-wise in like 15 years. For me, personally, of any album. I don't really listen to anything anymore. I just listen to all live shit. But that got me to be like, I mean, the whole album, Stevie Wonder's on it. Like, there's just like, but that's, it's, you might not like it at all. That's just, for me, that album is amazing.
I loved it.
And then, oh, you listened to it. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I listened to it at work the other day. And you know what went through my head when I listened to it? I thought if Jimi Hendrix was alive today and 22 years old, this is the kind of shit he would be doing.
There you go.
Like, look, it reminded me of, like, Electric Ladyland.
Wow. Yeah, because you know what? Here's the difference, and this is a fun subject, and it's all just conjecture, but, like, one of the things that's happened in hip-hop that I feel like I've observed, or trap, whatever you want to call it, is that, like, back when I was growing up in the 90s, it was, like, a lot of drinking. Like, drinking and herb, which created this, like, and this is a total, someone might call me out, like, this is total bullshit, but it created more of, like, a hostile hip-hop, like, you know, because you're drinking and you're like, and nowadays it's more like, which this isn't good at all, but it is what it is. It's more like pills, which are making people like, oh, I'm high, so peace, which is a catch 22 because on one end, the music, not only that, but they're also on mushrooms. Like, I mean, you heard the rolling, got me stargazing. He's talking about psychedelics. Yeah. A lot of them are doing mushrooms. And so, like, this hip hop has mixed with this, like, ethereal, trippy sound, and it's, like, so much, I just love it, man, I really relate to it, and I just, it's just, my point was comparing the, like, the, they're not drinking as much now, so it's not so much, like, that, like, angry, like, I'll stomp you out. I mean, you still hear that in gangster rap, don't get me wrong, but it's more mellow, like, I'll stomp you out. No, yeah. Sorry, no, that's
maybe when I get out of this chair an hour from now.
Yeah, exactly. So it's an epidemic, but it's caused the hip hop to have this, at least the psychedelics are a good part. I would say that part is actually good because you hear it in the music, like you said. And yeah, so that's
yeah,
the
I said to Mel about a month or maybe a couple months ago, we were driving and I was like, you know, I'm really excited to see what happens when the psychedelic world and the hip hop world finally mash together and gel. Like when those, and then I heard that Astro World and I was like, oh shit, here it comes.
Oh my God. That's crazy. You had like an intuition, like a, you felt it in the air, I guess. That's crazy. Yeah,
well, I mean, it's inevitable that it's out there. And with the conversation around psychedelics being out of the closet with organizations like MAPS and the clinical trials for MDMA and PTSD and them talking about ketamine to help depression and psilocybin being on the ballot to be legalized in Oregon, like all those things that are happening, the conversation is out in the consciousness of the public. So how can it not mash with what's going on out there? It has to happen.
Yeah, it's inevitable. And if psychedelics were legal, I believe we'd see so much more progress in the world that it wouldn't even be funny. I think we'd have so much more beauty and more green and more just life, period. And it's coming. And like, it's a real thing. And like the medicinal aspect, number one, to help people with trauma. And number two, just exploring other areas of your fucking brain and, you know, like really like growing, you know, like, yeah, I believe that. Yeah. There's so much.
What do you feel
so like?
Like
we were saying, back to you.
Yeah, no, go ahead and finish, Aaron.
Oh, that's okay. I forgot it already. Go ahead, please.
All right. Well, I was just going to ask, because you mentioned it earlier, like LSD 16. How did it shape your mind?
Well, look at my dancing, honey. No, I'm
kidding. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I love it.
My,
yeah.
No, that was
you're
my
right.
comedic personality. No,
period. No, end of story.
No, honestly, that's such a good question, Melanie. And this is why, honestly, I love you guys for doing this because
we love you too,
it's
man.
So awesome to have an alternative outlet for people that are quote unquote turned on and can have deeper conversations than how are the fucking Reds doing or the football, whatever.
Yeah. I don't give a shit
so
about the fucking
guys.
Weather, dude. I see what's happening. I feel it.
Yeah, exactly. So like it shaped me, you know what? The most amazing trip that I ever had was a horrible trip. and a lot of people, I think, can tell this story, that it just melted my face, and I thought I lost my mind, and it was a horrible day. Like, I was in Renton, Washington, and I was downtown with some buddies, and they gave me a couple doses, and then they left me. And I was, like, new to that town. Like, I had moved there from Cincinnati. So I'm sitting here tripping balls trying to figure out how the fuck, what to do. And it's a long, you know, trip that I went through. But after I finally got home and talked to my stepdad about how I had a bad trip and it was just terrible and, like, really thought I was still, like, lost my mind, the next morning when I woke up, it was like I had a near-death experience when you have a new appreciation for life. And this is a lot of people's trip experiences. I woke up with my brain fully intact, thank God. And not only that, but just like I saw that night, I saw so many ugly aspects of who the fuck my ego had created, which was just nasty, like a lot of nasty things that you can't see until you step out of yourself. And those nasty things, I was just like, ooh, like, dude, why, you know? And I just wanted to be more kind. And somehow I clicked on this like cause and effect shit in my mind. Like if you like, you know, say something mean to somebody, it comes back to you. And I just the fact, yeah, that, and then having my brain back, it literally was like, I woke up as a new person. And I feel like I've been different ever since and really had more of an appreciation for life. And sometimes, you know, your worst experiences are the biggest growths, as you guys know. Yeah. And so how that shaped me was just really more free thinking, realizing that there's way more than we can see, because I've seen it. You know, I've seen other dimensions and that I know that are real, and that is my experience, and that's the only thing that can be real to me. And I don't expect anybody to believe me, but realizing that opens your world up to unlimited possibilities. And I think it helps to deprogram. I think it helped deprogram my mind a little bit to get out of the sheep mind state of just like corporate buying, commercials, fucking sitcoms, and all the bullshit that we've just been robotically doing all of our lives to nobody's fault besides whatever. I think it's a collective thing. Somehow we ended up here. And like, I think that it helps you to like get out of that program mind state a little bit. It just scientifically, so many neurons are being fired off, and it might fire neurons that make you look at your life like, wait a minute, oh my God, you know? So it shaped me just by being more open and really, 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 really realizing that like my brother and sister are me.
Oh shit.
Like it's not a fucking joke. Like that's me. Like anytime anybody needs anything, if you're around me, you're getting it because that's whatever you want to call it. Like that's me, man. Why would I not take care of myself? and
I guarantee that infuses into all parts of your life.
I don't want to speak on myself, and you'd have to ask my wife. She'll give you both ends of the spectrum. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I talked to my wife. She'll humble me in about 1 minute. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're right. But that's how it shaped me is that, and just like, yeah, it made me just really love music, of course, because, you know, it brings music to life. And so, yeah, there's the long answer for that. Thanks for asking.
Well, fuck, man. You know what? I can't say that I knew what to expect by talking to you, but I feel like we made a new family member today.
All right. Vice versa. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Hey,
absolutely, man. I appreciate you guys so much and just doing what you do. And like I said, it's just so cool to have any alternative outlet for people like you guys. And I have a lot in common with you guys, as you know, the music really transforms, as you know, here we are.
Mm-hmm.
So
I was just going to add to, man, thank you for being so gracious about rescheduling, because like you said, we wanted a 10, man. We were not on.
Yeah. We were definitely fives that day.
Yeah. Fives.
Yeah. Because we didn't want to half ass anything, man. And this has been a pleasure talking to you and getting to know you. And we admire and love what you do. And we're part of a great community.
Yes, exactly. And vice versa, man. And I appreciate you guys rescheduling. So it could be. So you guys could be on point.
So where can everybody find you, Aaron?
Okay, Aaron's Picks on Instagram, Aaron's _Picks, A-A-R-O-N-S _Picks, P-I-C-K-S. And Yeah, just paying jams forward, paying heady jams forward, and wacky paying dancing.
Jams forward.
Yeah, exactly. And then also my Etsy is there's a link on there for my Etsy, and definitely want to give a shout out to Shakedown Street, who's my boy, Lion Criddle, who's the designer for many of my best sellers. Most Interesting Face in the World, who's also a designer. These are all like Instagram names. So Lion Criddle, Most Interesting Face in the World, Shakedown Screet, who's like he's the meme king, Grateful Dead meme king. And I just love him. And we've had so much fun doing collabs. And then who else do I want to, of course, shout out No Simple Road. You guys should follow them.
Thanks, man.
And let me think here. I don't want, I just wanted to give a couple. Yeah, that's pretty much, shouting out. Oh, yeah, and Shafi's design. Okay, I'm done plugging. Yes, but thank you guys
right
so
on.
Much.
All right.
Right on, Aaron. I appreciate
Aaron,
you, brother.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And keep,
what a fun time.
Keep it up, man. It's fucking badass. And just from one brother to another, it's coming across, man. It's coming through the internet to us, and we're feeling it out here.
Thank you, and you as well. And I appreciate your words, and that's what inspires me to keep going. So keep stay tuned to my page, and I'll do the same with you guys.
Hell yeah.
Right on, man. We'll talk soon, okay?
Okay, love you guys.
Love you too, man.
Bye.
All right, peace.
Osiris.